Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Lima Lima, KO4ALL. Testing a new amplifier, any station available for a signal report?
KN4TFW.
TSW, KO4ALL. I appreciate it. I'm not going to tie it up for too long. I was trying on Simplex but couldn't get anybody. Thank you.
Just a little bit of static, but not enough to worry about.
Karen 73, thanks again. KO4ALL clear.
KN4TFW clear.
TFW KK4POT. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, good afternoon. I guess maybe I can't talk to you in the morning. I just talked to you in the afternoon.
That's right. I just left. Man, I had a long day today. It was a wild ride today, but headed home.
Fixed in the rain.
Well, man, we had some water show up at the shop today. Thankfully, we were able to, most of the stuff that we had started on yesterday was fairly big jobs, and they rolled into today, so they were already inside. Guys didn't really have to fool with moving stuff around a lot today. There was little things we had to shuffle around, but it was pretty straightforward, easy stuff. So it worked out for those guys. They didn't have to really get out in it.
Hey, I heard that. What about your road guy? Did he have a breakdown he had to go to?
It drug on out, though, until late morning because of parts availability. So the brunt of the rain had pretty much moved through by the time he actually had to deal with that. So he had some good wind gusts and stuff to deal with, but as far as the rain goes, it wasn't all that bad for him.
Oh, well, that was good. Yeah, the trucks out here, they have to pull around like the back of the plant and weigh on a scale, and then there's a series of roads depending on where they're delivering to, and we had a tree blow down over the road, so he had everything bottlenecked, had to cut that up and get it out of the way.
Getting reports of trees all over the place today. I guess I'll find out when I get home what I got waiting on me, if anything.
Moved my one leg of my antenna yesterday afternoon out from underneath the tree and just tied it to the fence. That way, hopefully, the limb didn't get it.
You see how my antennas are holding up. I went ahead and just left everything like normal. I thought, well, if I'm gonna test these things out, this will be a good way to test it. So I'll find out if I still got antennas up when I get home.
Here last week we put up a wind sock on the one building. You had to have a really high lift, and that put it up, but I see it's back down.
Did Mike tell you we built some portable antennas? Did he tell you? I can't remember if I told you or if he told you about those projects.
I heard him talking about it. Man, the northbound side is stopped.
Oh, all three lanes?
Construction zone up here by the 78, and so it's only got the two right lanes, and it's all stopped up.
You're headed southbound, though, right?
Yeah, I'm headed south.
Well, hopefully you won't run into any issues and get back on home easy.
Yeah, it was all bottlenecked. I got on the other day, and it was all bottlenecked up, and I'm like, what is the problem here? And we got up there, it was a car in the middle lane doing 15 mile an hour.
Oh, that's something else for you. That's mighty nice of him. Of course, you know, even if he was breaking down, you'd think he'd try to be getting out of the way, but, you know, whatever. That's just the joys of 85, I guess. KK4POT.
Pretty lucky. I haven't had any real bottleneck. The big bottleneck is in Lyman. You got three or four major roads that come together at the same light, so it takes you a few lights to get through them. KN4TFW.
It seems like every time, I very rarely have to get on 85 for anything. Now, I take it, obviously, in the mornings on the way to work for just a few mile stretch, but at that time of day, it's never an issue. Maybe once a year you got to deal with something on that. But in the afternoons and stuff, I try to avoid it. It seems like every time I have to go on it, I end up getting stuck in something. And so I just, if I can, I'll go around.
I know where you get on and use it at, it's very susceptible to being messed up.
On those antennas, we built, we each built one. I'm actually building the second one. I'm going to do a permanent setup at the house with it. I got the portable setup, now I'm going to do a permanent one. But it's two dipoles in an inverted V, 180, 140. And they're set up for NVIS, and I set up my portable one this past weekend to try it out after I built it, and set it up, went on to 40. This is about 1:30 or so in the afternoon on Saturday, so not the best conditions in the world, and set it up and had a bunch of parks on the air going on, and first try on pretty much all of them on 5 watts, went to Pennsylvania, got northeastern Georgia, which is really what I was looking for, something more regional to see how well the NVIS portion was working, and did Florida as well, all of them on 5 watts, and jumped right in on top of people on those. So I was extremely pleased with that antenna, so I went ahead and got ordered some more stuff so I could do a permanent setup.
I know you guys are into that low wattage and that. You can get a lot. You can go a long way on low wattage. You don't have to have no 1500 watts to accomplish your job.
That's the truth. Yeah, I don't know. Something about it doing QRP is just exciting. Doing that, you know, you work with your antennas, get them working. If you get them working for you, it'll do. That does all the work that you need. And but yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, it was just like boom, boom, boom right away. I mean, it wasn't even 15 minutes I had invested in just those first contacts, and it was fun. It was a lot. I had Jesse, my oldest son, he was out there with me, helped me set up the antenna, and sat with me while I worked the station. So that was cool, trying to get him excited for it.
I struggle to get Georgia, maybe way down south Georgia somewhere, but northern Georgia, I struggle to get anything. Yeah, usually they can't hear any of the parks when they're online. And so when's your son going to get his license?
Going over a few of the questions with him. He's just turned 8, and it's some of that stuff is just right there at a little much of a headache for him, and he's got a little bit of he's got a little bit of interest in it, and he's got a little bit of you know, I'm trying to think of the word here, just with those harder questions, it kind of turns him off to it. And so I'm just trying to ease him into it, so that it's fun. I want it to be fun, and I want it to be something that he wants to do. So we're working at it, but he's not ready to take it just yet.
Get there. And it was, you know, for me, just listening to you guys in the morning, it's like, man, I'll never remember all those call signs and everything. But now it's, you know, it's just like, you know, hearing your name and that KN4TFW.
That's it. It's just, yep, he'll get there. He'll get there. So just keep working with him. But other than that, it's kind of playing around as usual on the radio, KK4POT.
Turned off nice, just a little bit breezy.
Gorgeous over here.
Retractable screens on the bay doors, you know, so you can leave the bay doors open and just have the screen, and it wind blew in a couple of them.
That's no good. Yeah, my mom's neighbor, they had a tree come down on their house. I think one of the guys from my church had a tree come down on his house. I gotta give him a shout and see what's going on with that. He needs some help.
Had to work a double today, so I'll get home and see if I lost anything.
Not. Hopefully it'll just be some leaves and maybe some little twigs blowing around. That's it. How's she liking that Jeep still? Is she enjoying that thing?
she's loving it. She's really, really liking it. She's used that top more on that Jeep in the short time we've had it than she ever used the top on the other one.
When she got it, that it looked like she was going to use it a lot more. It's motorized, isn't it? Isn't that what you said?
It's all the way back like a sunroof.
Filed.
The cool days when she was a little bit chilly and that, she turned on the seats and she's like, man, I could really get used to this.
Spoiled in that thing.
Man, everybody well?
Been doing real well. Kind of business as usual over this way. Wife's been doing her work stuff and, she actually had a few days off here recently. This past weekend, my sister got married, so I took a few days off around the weekend and stuff, just to go ahead and do some work around the house on some stuff I needed to be doing and that I've been putting off and just hadn't got to. So it was really enjoyable. I mean, I worked my tail. I worked harder at the house than I have doing anything else in a long time, and wore myself out. But it was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was just nice being in the house, having everybody there, and not having to leave and go to work. So we did that. My sister's wedding went really well. It was really nice. The boys are doing well. They're growing like weeds and getting into everything. So, yeah, everybody's doing good.
Everybody's doing well over on this side. I can't go see the granddaughter in Kentucky because the company don't like for you to leave out of North and South Carolina. But hopefully that'll be over pretty soon.
I know a few people that their company has done the same thing and not wanting them to travel. Matter of fact, one guy I actually sold a guitar to in North Carolina. This was about a month ago or so, I guess. He couldn't meet me down in North Carolina because his company would have made him quarantine for 14 days if he left the state. Didn't matter what state he went to, just if he left the state, he had to quarantine. So I worked a deal with him and met him in Charlotte so he didn't have to leave.
Well, that was a good deal. Yeah, my immediate supervisor's son, he's got it, but all it is he can't smell and taste. I mean, he's still been jogging and doing all kinds of stuff, and that, he hadn't got it down, but my supervisor's out. I think he's supposed to finally be back tomorrow.
Gotten it. Some of them, like you said, it barely touched them. Some of them, they lost their taste and smell, and they were just real tired for, a good 2 weeks or so, just didn't want to do nothing, but, felt okay. They were just always exhausted. And then, a couple of them that it just laid them out and, just messed them up bad, but thankfully they all pulled through and have pretty much fully recovered from that. But it's crazy how it affects people just so differently.
Man, out here at this job, I get a lot of walking time in for sure out here. Everything's spread out.
I enjoy moving around. I don't like getting stuck at my desk, and so I try to make a point to get up and move around a good bit for each of the things I'm doing. Just go out, check on guys, make sure jobs are going well, and just to get out and stretch the legs.
Between storage buildings, it's 100 yards.
This morning, I wouldn't want to be roaming around out for a couple hundred yards.
Really big, heavy raincoat goes almost down to your ankles. Just enough to keep getting your feet wet.
I think today it's, you get to just be burning up in something like that. I was sweating in my jacket today that I had on to keep you dry.
I tell you, I went boat last Saturday and it took 5.5 hours.
Wow. Man, that's incredible. Well, I'm glad that people are getting out and doing it. But man, that is 5.5 hours. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was that one right up there at University Ridge in Greenville. And it was the only one that was open on Saturday. And it's like, got there at 9:15, didn't leave till 2:45. I swear that line was every bit of 600 yards long.
And that is crazy.
A little bit light today.
It's kind of average over here now that I'm back into Easley. 123 can get backed up pretty quick, and it's already starting to get loaded up here. The next 30 to 45 minutes, it really picks up. So I expect it to start to pick up here in just a second. But thankfully, I scooted around that today.
You need to bring Mike a Bojangles biscuit for in the morning.
Me about something on that. I don't know which one he's getting. But he never did tell me which one. But he was off tomorrow, so he won't be getting one from me tomorrow.
He normally don't stop. He stopped 3 days in a row. I think he got, I want to say it was steak and tomato. Or steak, egg, and tomato or something like that. But, yeah, it started it, and then Mike had to do it 3 days in a row. And I kept egging him on today, but his willpower held out, and he never did make a stop. I passed, like, 3 or 4 Bojangles on the way to work.
Big fan of the steak, tomato, and mayonnaise biscuits. We've been getting those for years and years, and he really likes them. But it seems like there was some new one that they were talking about, but I don't know.
It's the one he got the other day.
Pulling in the neighborhood, I got a big old tree branch down, a bunch of tree branches down in the first guy's house. Second house has got tree branches down. Third house has got tree branches down. This is not looking good for me.
It's not sounding real good, KN4TFW.
Tree branches down. I hope this is over at this point.
Have a storm and it blows down some trees and limbs and that, and you think that it can't possibly blow down anymore and that, but somehow it just keeps doing it.
Peter, antenna's still up, way up over the house, still standing strong.
Matter as long as everybody's all right and the antennas are up, that's a good day.
I can't quite see. I see my weighted bucket from a dipole. It's still in the same spot. I see a tarp that I don't think I own in my front yard. I don't think that's mine. I'll have to check on that. But other than that, I think everything's looking okay.
Yeah, I don't have anybody living in either house beside me. And they rented the one, and man, they rented it for $1,600 plus a month. And the guy's going to be like 2 months waiting to move in.
Wow, that is absolutely crazy. I couldn't do that. But I am backing in, so let me hop out. I'm going to go do a survey around the property, see what I got going on cleanup-wise, and hopefully get some dinner started here in a little bit. But, man, it sure was good to catch up with you today. I hadn't got to catch up in a long time, so I'm glad we caught up today. You enjoy the evening and the rest of the week if I don't hear from you tomorrow morning, and have a good, safe weekend. 7-3 to you, Ken. We'll catch you soon. KK4POT.
It was really good to talk to you, Tim. It's been a while. So, you have an awesome evening, and I'll say 73 and look forward to catching you maybe one morning or another afternoon. KN4TFW.